The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Chabad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD, or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Yumadaf Yutes. The Mishnah had told us in Yerushalayim and Beis, Masru Zikne Bezn Zikne Kuna, they took the Kohen Gadol, they told him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, our master Kohen Gadol, Anu Shluchei Beznin, V'ata Shluchenu Shliach Beznin. Mashbiyin Anu Alecha, V'mishu Shochen, Shmoy B'vayis Hazeh, Shulei Tishan Edovim Mikol, Masha Aman Lucho. We previously discussed the underpinnings, what was going on over here, why was there such a need on the part of the Tzedukim to get involved and to change the Seidu Avodis of the Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim. There's interesting Gemara in Daf Yutef. On the Lashon of the Shvua, Shluchenu Shliach Bezdin, that you, when you do the Avodah, you're our Shliach, and you're the Shliach of Bezdin. The Gemara on the bottom of the Omen of Yutef and Aleph says, Leimet Tehavit Yufte the Rehunu Breder of Yeshua. What's Rehunu Breder of Yeshua? Rehunu Breder of Yeshua, Hani Kehani Shluchi de Rachmononinu. Rav Huna Breider of Yeshua explains that the definition of the Kehanim, who are Kehanim working for? Who are the employers of the Kehanim that work in the Beis HaMikdash? Are they Shluchei Rachmono or are they Shluchei Ditu? Are they doing the Avoid on behalf of the Rebbein Shem, so to speak? They're being Oivet et Hashem, which is the Pashtos, or are they Shluchei Didan? They also, when they bring the Karbonis, they are somewhat, so to speak, shluchim of ours. What's the difference? What the definition is? Where does the Gemara discuss this? The Gemara discussed this in a totally out of context of this Gemara over here. It's a sugya arucho in the Dharm Daf Lamed Hail Mitbeis. And over there, the issue is when a kohen was a mudr hano, when two people were not allowed hano to each other, one was madr hano, answered himself and having hano or giving hano to the other person. One was a kohen, one was Israel. There's a question over there whether the kohen who's doing the avodah on a specific carbon is called representing, doing for the Israel or no? He's there because the Torah told him to be there. The Rabban Shalom was mitzvah him to be a kohen. He has the job to do the avodah based on Mikdash. The Israel brings the carbon is brought, but it has nothing to do per se. He's not representing or doing for the Yisrael. We'll see, maybe there's one carbon that's not like that. That's carbon Pesach. It's certainly the one who's shechting is a representative of the one who's bringing, the one who's the owner of the carbon Pesach. But that's the Dov Yochid. So here the Gemara has the Chakir, and the Gemara says that the Lashon of the Mishnah, Yishri Kohen Gadol Shlucheinu Anu, says that you're our Shliach. L'chayr Rav Huna Brei de Rishu was Keveya, that the Kehanim are Shluchei de Rachmono, not Shluchei de Danu, and he brings a Raya. He says, how could it be Meika Midi Danan Loi Matzin Lamevet Shlichus, the basic parish of Shlucha Shalodim Kimoisoi, accepts as a Hanocha, as a given, that when the Mishalech can do something of his own, I could be Megarish my wife, I could be Mekadish, I could buy a building, I could sell a building, I could make any Kinyonim, so on and so forth. Things that I could do, I could have somebody represent me, I could have a Shliach, somebody could represent me by proxy and do that. But if it's something that I can't do, as a basic rule, something that I can't do, a shliach can't do for me. Oybazoi, the Yisroel can't do that avoid. It's possible avoid. It's a zor. Im kain, then the kohen is representing him. How could he do avoid this? So it's borur. Rav Huna Brei de Yeshua said the kehani are shluchei derachmono and not shluchei didon. So the Gemara answers that the lashon of shluchenu doesn't mean that they're our shliach and doing the avoid. They are. We are being mashbiya you. You represent us only in far as faithfulness to being a kohen nemun. But that the avoida that you do as kohen gadol represents us, that's not true. You represent only the Rebbein Shlom. You're doing the avoida, but you're nemun to that which we want you to do. You're nemun to that. Mamela, you're taking a shvur. And that aspect of being loyal to what we consider Teres Emes, in that you're a shliach of ours, but not as far as the avoid itself is concerned. That's the Gemara. Reb Kiveger poses an interesting question when he's talking on various sugis of shlichus, kivegas and a tshuva. It's also in the Marocha where Kivega talks about his nyonim and ksubas taf yud aleph. Kivega wants to know there's a halacha. Many people might recognize it from the famous story where a korban was brought for the Roman emperor, and the Kamtza Bar Kamtza made a mum b'doik shabayin. But in any case, that's a sugis aruches and zvachim and menoches that makriven korban nochrim. Makriven korban nochrim. A goy doesn't have a parasha of shlichus. Effective kiveiger. Why didn't Rav Huna Brei de Rishua just bring a pashta right? The Gemara in the Dharm is back and forth. The Gemara is not machriya specifically. If Kahani shluchi didan or shluchi de achmona. Isn't it clear from the fact that Kahani can bring korbanos for goyim? And we know that a goy, the Gemara says that ma'ata kemoise av shluchi kemoise, only Yisrael has a pashta of shluchi shlodom kemoise. Kemoise is only two Yisraelim. A goy for a yid, a yid for a goy. A goy for a goy might be different, but a yid for a goy certainly is not kemoise, so he can't represent him in a legal sense of shluchus lodin kemoise. Ebazel lechert should be pashto raya. If my kriven korban nochum is borrowed, that the korban is the kohen that's being oivin on the korban, is only representing the Rabbi Shalom, not the owner of the korban. That's a kasha that Rabbi Kiveger poses. Rabbi Kiveger says over there that we find certain places where in the regular legal sense, shlichus should not work, but for whatever reason, there are certain places where shlichus does work. One of those places where shlichus works despite the fact that it shouldn't work would be a case of the Gemara above me say that Ches talks about two people picking up something at the same time. Imagine, let's say, there's something lying on the floor, hefker. Two people pick it up at the same time. A wallet is lying on the floor, it's hefker. Two people run, jump, and they make akbar at the same time. The Gemara says that whenever two people do a kinyan, where one opposes the other, be'etzim, each kinyan is mevatel the other, neither was kinyan. The Gemara says, but by over the din over there, that shnayim ba'ichsim betalos, when two people pick up a mitzvah, both are kinyan. Why? Each ma'isa is mevatel other. Neither one was magbid. Neither one did a full ma'isa kinyan. Neither one took possession of it. Because his taking possession is thwarted by the other one. Reuven's taking possession is minugid to Shimon. And Shimon's taking possession is opposed by Reuven. So the Gemara says over there a concept that even though each one is minagid the other, but since the only way to be kinyan is by doing it together. So the Gemara says, migu de zochin lenafshe zochin nami lechavri. Whenever there is something that you're doing for yourself, whenever there's something that could be done, you can also represent the other beyond the regular gedarim of shlichus. Meaning to say, Reuven and Shimon have a relationship where Reuven wants Shimon to represent him in any legal sense. There are places where Shimon cannot represent Reuven. There's a klal we'll get back to in a second. Ein shlich l'dvar averu. On a dvar averu, Shimon cannot represent. We don't say shluchus l'adam k'moisei. When two people are doing something together, the only way it works is if he's doing it anyways for himself, there he could do it for the other fellow as well. Says Rav Kiveger, true, a guy doesn't have a parasha of shlichus, but since the kahanim are representing also Rachmana, and say that that's poshut, that the kahanim are agents in the Beis Hamikdash on behalf of the Rav Shimon. The Gemara says the story that when the first Beis Hamikdash was burnt by the Bavliim, was burnt by Nebuchadnezzar, so the Kehanim went up to the roof of the Beis HaMikdash, and they threw the keys to the Oitzis to the Beis HaMikdash upwards, and they said, Rabban Shalom, we've represented you, we've done what we can, and now it's in your hands. It says that a hand came out from Shemayim and took the keys, and they jumped into the fire. The Kehanim are certainly representative of the Rabban Shalom. Kehanim represent L'Shem U'Tefes K'voyd Hashem in this world. Is the Kehanim are certainly representative of the Rabban Shalom. The only question of the Gemara is whether the Kehanim are also considered to be the agents of the one who's bringing the carbon. So Rav Kiveger says that since the Kohen is representing also the Rabban Shalom, he can represent the Goy as well. So that kasha is not shver. We mentioned in Shluchat Vaaveru is another place. There is no Shlucha Shalom Kemoisoi when it's a Dvar Averu. Shimon cannot steal for Reuven. Despite that, if Shimon is stealing for himself, he could steal for Reuven also. The same type of idea. Is the Neidim Yehuda adds another place where he says, L'chert should be clear, that Kahani are not Shluche Didan. The halacha is that Balimumin, we'll learn about in Mitzvah Shem later sugis, Zohar and Bali Mumim, there's a lav deraisa for a Bal Mum, a Kohen who's a Bal Mum, any of the Mumim that are mentioned in Parshas Zemer, to go and do Avodah on the Mizbeach, or any Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. Bal Mum posel Avodah. Still, the Halacha says that if a Kohen brought a carbon, and the halal of the carbon onto the Mizbeach was done by a Bal Mum, the Halacha is Malul Yerid. Retroactively, B'dievid, it's considered to be a Hakrova. Post facto, it's considered to be a Hakrova. The Neid Yehuda asked the question that L'chayda is no Hakrova at all, because if you said that the Kanim represent the owner of the carbon, it's a Dvar Aveira for a Balmum to represent, it's a Bal Aveira for a Balmum to bring a carbon as a Dvar Aveira. He can't do an Aveira representing somebody else. So it's clear that Kehanim are not Shluchi Didan. So here also the same territory applies, as Reb Kivega says. At Kama that we understand that the Kohen is representing also Shamayim, the Kohen certainly represents Shamayim, then he could as well represent Goy, the Shluchi Bishlichus over there, he could as well represent somebody, even though it's a Dvar Averu, because he's also representing somebody. Whatever means, say, the Parsha of Shlichus, wherever there's a problem with the parashah of shlichus, but the shlichus is kashered by it working on behalf of somebody else. In this case, if it's shlucha d'rachmana, it'll also work to function as shlucha didan. This idea that shlichus, despite the fact that there are certain limits on the klal of shlucha shladen kimoisai, one of them being that a Yisrael can't represent a goy, he can't be a shliach for a goy, but as we're pointing out, there are certain cases where if the shlichus is in place anyways, in this case because the carbon is being brought, the shlucha derachmana, it just needs to be also brought for the shlucha didan, the fitzad that has to be brought for the owner of the carbon. This has an interesting practical ramification in that when you have a yid, a Yisrael and a goy, who normally can't represent each other, a Yid doesn't have a Parsha of Shluch Shalom Kamoise for a Goy doesn't have a Shluch Shalom Kamoise for a Yid, but where the representation is in place, there it can be done. I'll bring this out with an interesting story. I was involved many years ago in helping somebody who has a business. He calls himself Chevras Mitzvos Nedirois. His job, his business, is setting up arrangements with farms to do mitzvahs that most people don't have a chance to do. Most people don't have a chance to do mitzvahs at Luis Baritz, Leket, Shikha, Peya, so on and so forth, and also mitzvahs relating to animals, like taking off the parts that go to the Kohen, the Zerayah, the Chayag, the Keva. In this case, what he had done is he had put together a group of about 500 people that had paid him money to buy a herd of sheep from a kibbutz, and the sheep would be shorn for him, and there's a mitzvah say in Pashas Kisei, say Reishis Hagez, of taking some of the sheep shearings and giving it to a kohen, like truma. The mitzvah obviously that most people don't have a chance to do. So what they did was they put together this chabura, and 500 people were mishtatvim on him buying the sheep. The sheep have to be owned by Yisraelim, that to be bought from whoever owned them, then they're shorn, and then with a bracha you give over the shearings to a kohen. Okay, he goes up north, he lives in Yerushalayim, he goes up north early in the morning, they shear the sheep at about 4 in the morning, he goes up to a kibbutz all the way in the north of the country, and as he's in the office of the kibbutz arranging the sale, he sees on the name or the pictures of the members of the kibbutz a few faces or a few names that were distinctly non-Jewish. He asked the owner of the kibbutz, the kibbutz is a cooperative, it's a joint venture. Are those some of your partners? Yeah, sure, this is, you know, we're liberal, we have Arabs also on our kibbutz. This one is Mustafa, this one is Jamal, and like we say in Yiddish, Sultan Gevaren Schwarz Fein Eugen. All of a sudden he got more than a little bit nervous. If the sheep are owned partly by a goy, then there is no mitzvah reishis hagez. Reishis hagez is only a davar hamechuyev only if the sheep are owned fully, 100%, by Jewish ownership. They tried to bring the Arabs to sell. What's the problem? The problem is that for everybody else who's Jewish on the kibbutz, the minahel, the manager of the office, could represent them and sell the sheep to this fellow. Vaz on behalf of the Goyim Kiyum. So what's the big deal? Just called the Goyim. It happens to be one of them they couldn't track down. He was on vacation in Syria. For obvious reasons, there was no klita, there was no cell phone reception on the way into Syria over the Golan Heights, and they weren't able to get through. Now, Mustafa, or Jamil, I don't remember which one it was, has partial ownership of the sheep. He's representing 500 people that want to be mekayim a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah because part of the sheep is owned by a goy. So, let the yid sell on behalf of the goy. You'll tell me that how can you be a shlich with somebody without his permission? It's certainly in the best interest of Jamil to make money, which he was paying the kibbutz money, for an ownership. By the way, what they were doing is they were buying the sheep and then giving back the sheep 5 minutes later. And these sheep weren't even raised for their wool. The wool was anyways taken off in the sheep barbershop. They were raised for their meat and for their milk. So the wool was low quality wool. It was not worth to anybody except for this guy who wanted to be mekayim the mitzvah. So it was kuloi remach, kuloi zchus. The problem is that zochel adam shalei b'fonov is a subsidiary of shlichus. If there's no shlichus l'goy, there's no schir l'goy. And Nebuch Jamil is on vacation in Damascus. Then it was a quiet, peaceful place being on vacation. Today that wouldn't be the case. In any case, they couldn't get a hold of him. And working on this problem, what we decided is that there are a lot of achronim that seem to be mashma that even though shluchos shalom k'moisi the klal by Yisrael not by goy, but where the goy and the Yisrael are shutvim, where they are representing each other by definition, because shutvim always represent each other. If I'm b'shutvim with somebody, the day that I wait behind the counter in the store, I'm representing both of our interests. The business is mechayev us to represent the other partner. When I sell something in the store on behalf of both of us. If we own stock together in a company, when I manage the affairs of the company, I'm managing on behalf of all stockholders. So too, when the fellow who's working in the office of the sheep division of the kibbutz sells the sheep, being that by definition, as a shutev, he represents the goy, then there is shluchos shalom k'moisa, even though there normally is no parasha of shlichus for a goy. It's just an interesting ramification of this type of idea. So what we have by us is that even cases where shlichus won't work, but as far as korban, you wouldn't be able to bring a raya that the kohen who actually is oivin on the korban does not represent the owner. It might be that he represents the owner as well as Rachmana, as well as Shemayim, in which case that joint venture will work shlichus, despite the limitations on shlichus. As we mentioned, there's one korban that needs mamasha parasha shlichus, and it's clear in the beginning of the second parasha in Kedushin, the Gemara learns that shlichus l'adam k'moisei by all dinei Torah from Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is unique in that there's a specific mitzvah for the owner of the korban to shecht it. The pasuk says v'shochtu eisur kol kal adas zor ben arbayim. The owner of the korban has to shecht it. Obviously, not everybody shechted. 40, 50 people with mishtatav on one sheep, not everybody shechted. So what is the Gemara says? Mikan shesluchus ladin k'moise. So this is something beyond the regular gedorim of representation of the kahanim. There's a representative mamish on the ma'aseh shechita, same way there's a representative if a get is given by proxy by shlichus, where the k'moise is mamish doing the ma'aseh on behalf of the person who has to do the ma'aseh. There's somewhat of a discussion. Clear that by get, let's say, if the question comes up tragically more often than we'd like, where somebody who's suffering from some type of illness wants to give his wife a get, let's say if there are no children, there's a question there of her being zokuk lechalitza, and he wants to free her before he dies. In the interim, he slips into a delirious state where he does not have a din of a sane person, where he has a din of a shaita, or he has some type of mental illness where he has periods of lucidity and then he slips into insanity. And in a period of lucidity, they convinced him to give a get and then he slips into a state of being a shoita. Whether the shlichus that he gave over, b'shas that he was a bardas, could be done even when he's a shoita, by gets clear or not. What's interesting to know would be by korban.
Why a regular shlichus, we understand that since he has to represent, the shliach has to represent the person who's doing it. Well, that's even a business deal. Somebody sends a purchasing agent, a shlichus, to San Francisco to purchase merchandise that just came in from the Far East. Can he carry out midin shlichus? Can he carry out that shlichus if, in the interim, let's say it was a car accident and this person was rendered unable to make decisions? Or is it not binding? Can somebody challenge whatever purchases or whatever business deals were done by a shliach, by a proxy, by a lawyer who has power of attorney, if the person was rendered a shaita in the interim? The answer is yes. By a carbon, it's questionable. What's the question? The question is whether he's really representing that person. Is he really doing the maaseh? It would be a carbon pesach. B'shas the beis hamikdash, the carbon pesach would not be kosher because it's brought for somebody as a shaita. You can't represent somebody as a shaita in the doing of the carbon. So the question is, does a carbon have to be brought for the owner? Is that mamash a parashah shlichus? Well, that's some type of relationship that since the carbon is his carbon, when the carbon is brought, it by definition is a carbon for the owner. But it doesn't mean that the kohen who's bringing the carbon is actually representing the owner of the carbon. These are some of the ramifications of this type of shayla, whether the shlichus would be mamish kemoisa by carbon, or it's not mamish shlucha didan. It's shlucha derechmana. It's our carbon, but the carbon is brought for us, despite the fact that the kohen who's bringing it is not mamish our shlichus.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.